Your lens has a dot on it.
Hello.
Hi, Clarence. It's Becky from Family First Care. I'm covering for Figgy.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good. Okay. I was just calling to follow up. Basically, we got a message from the county assistant office, and they were basically questioning the fact that in the beginning of the year, you had 21,000, and then now, right, that was in last year, July, and then already now, it's like, what? Then over the time, there was like a 7,000 deposit. Basically, they're questioning like why there's like so much money coming in and out, and wondering if there's a reason for it, then, you know, you could write a letter and everything, but that's basically where we're holding. What do you think about that?
I already written a letter. I was on unemployment first, but then my unemployment ran out, and then I had got the 401k, and then ever since the 401k, that's all I've been living off of.
Okay, fine. And you sent the letter about that?
Yeah, I already sent the letter.
Okay, fine. Okay, first of all, did you email it to us?
No, I didn't mail it.
You didn't email it. Okay, fine.
No.
Well, despite that, I just wanted to know, like a specific charge they were questioning was on April 29th last year. There was like a $6,980 was made, and that's really where they were holding.
How much?
$6,980 on 4/29 of last year.
Six thousand? I don't know about 6,000.
It's like basically 7,000. We're just wondering, was it like the unemployment? Like, what could have? Do you have any recollection of what this could have been last April about $7,000?
No. I've been living off of I was living off my disability. I got 7,000 this year for my disability, but that's probably what they're talking about. If that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, it says 4/29/24.
Hold on. You said for 24?
Right. Yeah. No. This was apparently last year of April. But really, the reason why they're asking is because you can't get approved for home care unless you have less than $8,000 in your account in assets. So, fact is that at some point there were $7,000. I just want to know where that was coming from, if it was used, if it's income. You know, basically they just are keeping track.
Okay, well, everything's in my bank statement. It's not in my bank statement? Well, you don't know.
Hold on. Okay, fine, I hear you. Okay, so we're going to how about this? I'll review your bank statement, and then we'll get right back to you.
Okay, all right.
Okay. I'll tell you why, because usually every deposit or any transaction over $500, when they're looking over, it has to be, like, explained, you know? So technically it would have had to be explained anyway. So let me look through the bank statement, and we'll get right back to you.
Okay, because before I got my Direct Express, the only thing I had was Chase. So everything you need should be right there in the Chase statement. Everything should be there. If not, I can always call them and get another copy. That's not a problem.
Okay, fine. So look it up.
All right. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.